This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with a look at an upcoming entertainment event here in town. This podcast is supported by DailyProgress.com, now blogging Central Virginia on DailyProgress.com. This Monday night, the Satellite Ballroom will be showing a silent film from 1922 called Big Stakes, but the room will be far from quiet. A trio of eclectic performers from Boston, known as the Devil Music Ensemble, will be providing the soundtrack. Devil Music Ensemble is known for more than just their live performances to silent films. The group dabbles in everything, from modern classical to modern groove. Though the ensemble has performed with as many as 40 members at once, the core consists of Tim Nylander on percussion, Jonah Rapino on electric violin, and Brendan Wood on guitar. Wood says he is most comfortable when he's able to experiment with a wide variety of musical genres and styles.
It's really exciting to be able to do such a variety of things. I mean, when Tim and Jonah and I started playing, we were more or less a rock band. We ended up getting involved in the film at one of our rock shows. I said, let's show this film while we play, just for visual, you know, excitement. And then we decided one day that we were like, let's do this. Let's write music to a film.
A few years ago, the trio was approached by a friend who wanted them to score music for a silent film being screened in Boston, Imaginary Voyage, from 1926. The success of the event led to the scoring of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. As you can hear, the compositions put together by the ensemble are quite different from what you might expect to hear, much more advanced than a piano. The group's work is all original, influenced by the films, but not dependent on them.
Some films had an original score, others did not. So the film would be distributed and someone would accompany it at the theater. There were books of, like, stock music. You know, they would watch the film and then they would just sort of pick and choose, like, what they wanted to play. We don't really want to do that because there's something about using sort of a modern instrumentation, like using synthesizers or electric guitars, and like having this palette of sound that a piano or just an organ won't give you. And I feel like when you watch a silent film and it's being accompanied by a piano or an organ, that's all good and wonderful and great. But I think that it kind of antiquates the film a little bit, and it puts that film in the period.
But Wood says being accompanied by devil music allows a silent film to transcend the era of its origin. Take the stage of the Satellite Ballroom on Monday night, the 1922 Western Big Stakes will be getting the devil music treatment. The group selected the comedy because of its musical possibilities.
For a couple of years, we had a sort of a regular gig playing country music at a local bar in Boston. And, you know, meanwhile, we're doing silent films. And we, well, let's do a silent Western because, you know, we've been playing country music, so that sort of inspired us to do this. It's a much different departure than, say, Caligari and or Nosferatu. It's, you know, picking and fiddling.
The Devil Music Ensemble scoring of Big Stakes begins at 8 o'clock on Monday night at the Satellite Ballroom. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Thank you. To find out more on the Devil Music Ensemble, visit SeavillePodcast.com.